In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3 hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We'd like to welcome everyone to another episode of the Gangsta Chronicles podcast. This morning, I don't have my homeboys. 8 is presently on tour. James is handling some other business. But you know what? Those guys doing what they're doing, and I'm doing what I'm doing this morning. Today's guest, the former co-host of the legendary Combat Jack Show. He's also a major brand consultant, sneakerhead, and foodie. On top of all this, he has a pretty dope-ass podcast, Premium Pete Show. Crimeys, let's welcome the homeboy, Premium Pete. Pete, what's cracking, dog?
Man, thanks for having me. First off, I don't know your other co-hosts, but I'm sure they're like, 9 o'clock, man, fuck Premium Pete.
You know, man, you know what? Actually, MC8, he left to go on tour. Mm-hmm. My other man, you're right. He was like, man, I can't do that. I got to take my son and do this.
Yeah, man. You know, if it was Joe Budden, you know, they'd be here 9 a.m. You know what I mean?
Oh, no. You know what, dog? Them dudes don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck.
I'm fucking around, man. It's all love, man. Listen, you know what I mean? I beat to my own drum. You know what I mean? I make a good rhythm of it, you know? So.
Well, you know, before we get started, man, I'm going to say I'm a major fan, man. Been rocking with your movement for a long time. I like how you keep it real. and keep it funky. Some today that seems to have disappeared.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, you know, keeping it real or rocking the boat, so to speak, is a tough thing in this business, especially for people who are now creatives, right? Mm-hmm. Think about it, right? You know, like people who have their own brands now and building their own, like, you know, even like you guys building your network, your podcast, you know, building your, you know, kind of cash flow and building your, you know, it's a tough world, right? You know what I mean? It's not built, you know, to help each other. So I think that that has been changing, where creatives look out for creatives and more people believe in their brands. So I think, like, you know, I say this all the time, but, you know, Heinz ketchup and Hellman's mayonnaise, regardless if you fuck with them or not, those are two staples in a ketchup and a mayo. But there's so many chances for Gangsta Chronicles mayo, premium peach sauce, you know, Joe Budden spices. I'm making this up, you know what I'm saying? Of where it's now more than just, you know, just being a podcast, or more than just being one thing, you know? And I think that as creatives, you know, you got to keep it real, because, you know, some people, I get it, they don't want to rock the boat, but unfortunately, you just waste a lot of time. You know what I mean? So
yeah, it's real. Well, you know what, today, everything should be based on someone's reality, right? And I noticed some podcasting, I see a lot of crazy shit, man. I see a bunch of 45 to 50-year-old cats, some cats even older, doing a bunch of just crazy shit right now, man. Pretty much a lot of cat fighting.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of dudes threatening each other online. A lot of cats talking about shit that don't have no business being talked about online. And somebody could wind up getting hurt, man. What I want to do is kind of go back, man, to your origins. For our people to be out here on the West Coast, man, I'm pretty sure you have a healthy audience out here, man.
Yeah, before- yeah, no, definitely, you know. And first off, like I said, I know, you know, it's early over there. So, you know, getting up and getting your day started early, especially when it's like later in the day over here, you know, it's the work you put in, right? You know what I mean? I want to say this before we go into your question. Mm-hmm. Even like your co-hosts, even like people focus on podcasts too much. What I mean by that is, like, who's the guest, right? Can the guest help you? But it's not about only who the guest is on your podcast. It's the guest who's in your fucking circle. So your co-hosts come on here, they may connect with me. Next thing you know, I may do something for them that they can't do for themselves. You know what I'm saying? It's not about having Premium Pete on your podcast. I mean, for whatever it's worth, there's so many names you could have. Will it help or will it look good? Yeah, I think that's a good thing. Just like how I would decipher who will look good on my list of people, right? Mm-hmm. The point I'm trying to make is, for me, it's always been building. And I don't mean that in a corny way, like, yo, let's build. Like, you know what I mean? Because people just say, like, yo, let's get there. That's like a rap and shit. Like, yo, let's build. They don't build. But I'm talking about really just like connecting. Like, you know what? I like that dude's energy, or I like that dude's da da da. And you stay in touch. I mean, look, even with Combat Jack Show, you think about it. Some people we had on one time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I still talk to this day. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's like to have that relationship. You know, that's why I think people sometimes, they're too worried about numbers. They want to tell stories that shouldn't be told. Even in the Italian community, guys are like, yo, you want to talk about the murder we did? What the fuck are you doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, I don't know. I'll never understand that. And I'll tell you one thing. People always say that you can smack someone on the internet, get 10 million views. You go help somebody, you get 1 million views. But at the end of the day, how do you sleep at night? That's how I look at it. How do you sleep at night? And straight up, without even, you know, I let you, you know, you take the show more and, you know, and we conversate, but it's bigger than podcasting. People want to build
for sure. 100%.
They don't even understand. Podcasts open up doors, right? Having a platform open up doors. Having a platform travels you around the world. Having a platform gets you in contact with me, right? Having a platform gets me in contact with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, and I think that's the ultimate thing. You know, I'm going to say this, you know, from my heart, I was never in a number chasing game.
Well, you can't afford to be. You know, before I fuck my question in my head, because you don't took me to a whole different place. It should never be about numbers. It should never be about money. And I'm going to catch you up on that, because we all have to make a living, right? But you shouldn't be willing to run down the street naked for a few dollars.
That's what I'm saying. Now, you know what? I want to just correct you. Let's not say it shouldn't be about money, because creators should always get money for what they do. And I'm a big supporter of creators. Fuck a fucking podcast type style. You know, I'll be around moving with fucking movie stars, different people. I see podcast people like, they kind of like, yo, I'm not in any podcast beef or understand. I'm living my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to get numbers. I'm not trying to get this guest first. I'm not trying to get this guest to say some shit that he don't want to say so I get more numbers. Like, you know how many times, like, people would reach out over the years and say, like, yo, could we get rid? Yeah, because we don't want to. Sometimes people say things and it's not, you don't want to try to, like, got you. You know what I mean? Like, what are we doing? You know what I'm saying? And I think that building relationships is more powerful than building a one-time viral video or a couple 100%. Of thousand subscribers for you. And I think, you know, longevity is always the play. You know, we always talk about this. Everybody, look, at the end of the day, you know, I would always suggest creators to continue to create. But at what expense? You know what I'm saying? At what expense? Like, meaning, like, you know, you want to do what you love. I think, you know, you continue to find that. And I tell people, just like, you know, at the end of the day, we, I don't know how old you are, but I'm gather you lived.
I'm a triple OG, man. I'm 50. I'm 50 and proud, dog.
Yeah, there we go. I don't want to say, because I want to make.
I survived a lot of shit, dog. I'm proud of my age.
I'm 47 now. I want to say this. I tell my daughter all the time. I'm like, yo, I'm gonna do something for you, and that is give you a chance to figure out what you want to do in life, or else you're gonna do what you have to do in life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't afforded that opportunity. You know what I mean? And neither were you.
Oh, a lot of us weren't.
So the point I'm making is now you have. So I want to go back to what you're saying about, like, it should never be about. Everyone should have a chance to make money, help each other out. Look, what I'm saying is a lot of people don't do that. And I get it. You know what I'm saying? But the podcast game should really just be about bringing people together, bringing brotherhood. I mean, listen. You know how many podcasts I got other guests for? You know what I'm saying? People ask me, like, yo, could you? Yeah. Like, if I fuck with a person, I want to try to help them elevate. Why? Because they were on the Premium Pete show and then they go over here. Is that going to hurt me? Nah, I'm helping out my man, who's an artist who I think should have more exposure or should be on this thing. Or I like a show that I see is pushing and I want to help out. I never been that way, you know, especially after all these years being behind the scenes too, you know, networks and, you know, putting things together and stuff like that. It's just, you know, you have to think of it as like a whole, you know what I'm saying? Like as a community. And I think, like, you know, that's the thing, you know, that really I would say is like uplifting each other. You know what I mean? It's the same thing like the street in the sense of, you know, look, I grew up in a neighborhood. Kids used to have sneakers. They wear them three times and throw them in the garbage. I'm like, what the fuck you throw them in the garbage for? They're like, yo, I don't want to give them to anybody. Nobody gave me anything. I'm like, yo, my man, listen to me.
That's the mentality, dog.
So changing that is what I would love to see more and more. Now who could get a biggest guess is always fun. I remember.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
In combat, and all of us, and the whole team, like, I feel like we had our finger on the pulse. Like, we never told you who we were getting, and it was like, oh man, that's right on time. Or, oh man, I haven't heard from him. Oh man. And seeing that also, you know, for Drink Champs and Rap Radar, And Joe, I got number love, like, you know what I mean? Like, I love seeing them get these big guests and get notified and make a living for themselves, right? And change their life and change their kids' life. Like, that's powerful, you know? So,
yeah,
you know,
for sure.
Yeah.
You know, let me land back on this, man. You came in the podcast game early.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, man, I remember it was a time because we were like, inspired by loudspeaker.
Yep, yep.
You know, me and my manager rapper, Glasses Malone, you know, I just don't manage him. He's like one of my best friends. He's like family, you know. So he has a very big personality, sort of like yourself, right? And I said, dude, you need to be doing a podcast, man. You got an opinion on everything from the universe to politics, you know, so you need to do this. And he said, man, ain't nobody gonna sit around and listen to nobody talk for an hour. I said, dude, it's these cats out of New York. I've been rocking with you since you were on Combat Jack's show. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace to the gun.
That was early. At that time, there weren't too many podcasts you could actually go and kind of, everything you landed on was pretty good, because listening to Combat Jack show led to me going to go listen to this show that was on loudspeakers. This show. And it was a common theme, and I finally heard somebody that connected to me. It wasn't just a bunch of people on there talking about stuff that didn't interest me. Some of the stuff did interest me, but culturally, I said, man, you know what? They got the culture on here, man. They represent hip-hop culture. You know what I mean? And I thought it was cool that they had people from diverse backgrounds over there. Just wasn't a bunch of brothers talking, but I heard you were Italian. And I heard all these other things, and I said, man, you know, y'all New York cats are already off the hook. Y'all already tell it like it is, because we live in a society right now, man, where people tell people what they want to hear instead of telling them the truth.
Yeah, but going back to rocking the boat, and I will say this, going back to rocking the boat is a scary thing, because I feel like, you know, I have a lot of friends who are very talented, but they don't rock the boat. And what I mean by that is, like, you know, you get somebody that you're doing work with, I'm saying, and y'all don't talk about money. And they're like, well, I'm sure we'll figure it out. And then you got a person like me, well, what's to figure out? Like, why don't you talk about, like, some of the plans you have, or some of the rates you have, or some of the things? You know, I don't want to, like, you know, we'll go easy. And sometimes people don't say nothing, and they stay cool. And then you get a guy like me, like, yo, are we going to talk about money? Oh, you hungry for money? And then it's like, and then it don't work. And then the person who doesn't rock the boat is still moving along with this person, but with really no substance. Mm-hmm. And I sometimes for a while will look at myself like, damn, man, maybe I'm too aggressive, or maybe I'm too passionate, or maybe, but then I said to myself, yo, you know, and that's the thing. Like, I feel like if you're around the good circle, people trust in other people's opinion, like, of what they see. Like, yo, you think I'm out of pocket? You know, because I'll be honest with you, in business, I feel like people will run over you. You know what I'm saying? Like, and if you're like a person who don't want to rock the boat, and, you know, you're too scared to blow them out of the water, or too scared to, you know, shortchange yourself as far as dealing with contracts and stuff like that, I feel like you'll never make progress. You know what I mean?
For sure want this business, man, because I've been in the music business, man, for the last 25 years, and publishing, music publishing and management. And if you don't open your mouth, man, and scared to rock the proverbial boat, you're going to be out your ass out, man. I'll tell you a story, because the shit is kind of crept in the podcast. And I remember podcasting used to be a tight little community. You never heard about dudes getting ads and running off with the money. You just never heard about all the fuck shit, right? So when we first got in the game, man, we had a pretty, we started making a little bit of noise, right? So we started getting different people hollering at us. And we didn't have a bunch of podcast networks out here. Podcasting was very much an East Coast thing. You know what I mean? There were people producing podcasts out here, but not really in the urban genre. You had guys that had YouTube channels, and for the 100th time, you having a show on a YouTube channel, if you don't have no audio, you ain't got a damn podcast.
Yo, let me just say this real quick. Don't lose your chain of thought. I remember for years, we were on PNC Radio, so we were like an online show, the Combat Jack show. And I remember people saying, well, when did you become a podcast? And that's why it's kind of late. Like, sometimes they have us that we're a podcast like 2012 or 13. The reason why is because how do you make a podcast, right? This is something that we were saying 13 years ago. Just put it on iTunes. We were online show for all those years. You know what I'm saying? So we didn't even know. Like, so now, you know, it elevated. You know, I was talking about this with someone the other day. You know, Podcast Plus are these like little setup shows that have chairs and bricks and mics and looks like a nice thing. That's like the new Podcast Plus. But YouTube, you know, everybody talks about YouTube, but man, I'll tell you, man, I mean, I'm not giving all the secrets around anymore, but all the money ain't on YouTube. And all
the bread we've made, like to be actually premium, we've done extremely well with audio.
Yeah.
You know what you're talking about?
People, love the way they look. I deal with people, you know, in different networks, offer them shows, do shows, produce shows, created shows. A lot of people, some of it be audio, be a nice bag, and people are like, I need $50,000 to fix my teeth. And I'm like, it's not video. It's audio. You can make a nice bag. We could go to video in the future, but now it's just audio, you know? And people are like, okay, so go make less money and worry about you looking good instead of you being good. You know, at the end of the day, fuck a podcast, fuck anything. How do you make a living doing what you love, right? Now, it's so easy to become popular, but broke, right? Because people don't
know what's going on.
People don't know how to set up a system to make money, right? And here's the biggest problem, I think, and I, like I said, you know, is that it's not only within the podcast. It's people don't open their mind to make money because of their podcast. And that's like another thing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, don't get me wrong. You can make good money doing your podcast, obviously, as people know, networks, et cetera, et cetera. But what I'm saying is it's not going to happen to everybody. And there's other ways and avenues around it to get there. And people need to have patience. I have people, listen, during the pandemic, even I had so many, even now, I have so many people call me. I want to start a podcast. Celebrity, anybody can think of. 2 weeks later, they're like, oh, we're not doing the numbers that this one's. Who the fuck? You just started.
And Pete, you know where they gauge those numbers from? YouTube.
Yeah.
See, what had happened is, man, and I had this before. I got two homeboys. I won't mention their name. They're two pretty prominent, you know, rappers. They got a lot of history, especially on the West Coast. So they start a podcast, man. The episodes are doing better online. They're performing better on YouTube than they are in audio. And my suggestion to them was this. For the first 10 episodes, let's not do video. Let's just go in and perfect getting your podcast chops down. But no, they want to go out and spend all this money on this big studio, man, and this and that. And they did, and they weren't getting the results that they wanted. They weren't happy. Because when I tell you the second episode, man, do we book any reads? Do you have any reads for us? Do we have any sponsorships? I said, dude, what am I going to go in and talk to a potential sponsor about? Oh, I have this great new show that's hosted by two rappers. And it's like, dude, yeah, so do a thousand other motherfuckers. Move on. Next.
Yeah, no. It's like one thing I'm confused about, and this is no shots, and I think people need to open their mind more. One thing I'm confused about, I get people that have called me, okay? That have been like, yo, Pete, I want to start a podcast. Okay. I want to start a podcast like, you know, like really covering hip-hop, like, and like, you know, covering like, you know, like going behind the scenes of hip-hop. Like, I don't really see people doing that. In my mind, I'm like, where have you been looking? Like, here's the thing. Like, you know, if you're trying to get into a genre that is already saturated, do something different, but also put your spin on it. You know what I'm saying? You can always stay in hip hop or whatever you love, any cultural stuff, but put your spin on it. We know we look too much to people's public highlight reel. And when people try to emulate that shit, like, come on, man. You know,
it's emulate, duplicate, replicate all day. I tell you, it's some funny shit. When we first jumped off of the Gangsta Chronicles, it was different because we have a lot of street cats on. I'm talking about real grimy street cats. We may be talking to a cat that just got out of prison a week ago, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not to glorify the life or anything like that. It's to give these kids out here a message to let them know the repercussions are real to anything that you do. But I had a guy tell me one time, a good friend of mine, he was on the show, and I was like, well, man, what made you decide to go into podcasting? Well, man, I just saw what y'all was doing. And just did the same thing. And I just said, damn, I remember the time, man, especially me coming from the hip-hop culture, man, that biting wasn't tolerated. Now, you would have a guy, see guys with a bunch of beer bottles and shit in their table. They call it, you might as well be drink champs.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they influence a whole, you know, bunch of people as well. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, that's the thing. Like, you'd be surprised at how far your voice could travel, man. You know what I mean? It's like, even when you talk about dudes coming home, man, there's so much opportunity out there, man. You know, listen, I'm home. I don't even know, maybe 18 years, 19 years. I want to wait for a couple of years. I never went back. You know what I mean? I've been to many jails to speak to really, you know, first of all, anyone listening to this who's been away or is in the street or whatever, let me explain something to you. In this day and age, 2023, there's no reason to be doing anything illegal. No reason. And I'm going to tell you why. There's so many opportunities to make money.
Yes, sir.
So many opportunities that we weren't afforded when I was young. When I was young, I had a paper route and I bagged groceries and wall bombs. It was a grocery store. Straight up and down. You could have got a regular job. I was young at the time. If I wanted to get things nice, I had to sell drugs or do something illegal. Straight the fuck up. Okay? That's what it was. Now, I'm not saying you had to. I'm saying in order to achieve that at a young age, because the neighborhood showed me glitter and gold at 12, 13, 14, 15. So I was like, oh, my God, I want these things. Now, that's a bad choice I made. But the point I'm trying to make is in this day and age, these kids do not have to do that. You go to Target and sell the stuff on Amazon. You go get sneakers, sell them for two times the amount, even if you wear them. Mm-hmm. Okay? You could start a podcast. You could do a YouTube show. You could, you know what I mean? You could start a business. You could start a product. There's so many,
your game.
Yeah. There's so many things that could be done. And here's the thing. I'm not just saying that shit. It's real. And you don't have to give your life away. You know, we come from a time where people like, how long you been away? Ah, it's a skid bid. You know, you did 3 years. I did 20. Listen to me. 1 hour of giving the system your time is not worth it. What's there? Food is not better than it is outside. Woman ain't better. I don't see any. You know what I'm saying?
No, you know, and this is one thing we always talked about. Now, when you came out of jail, you come back out in the free world, right? You go fill out a job application that has down there, have you ever been arrested for a felony? Yep. Yes. You mark that down. In some cases, I had homeboys that wouldn't mark it down only because they knew
two weeks later,
I get me a check from here. You know, by the time they find out, I get a check. And sometimes they may not find out. They may not check it. But more often than not, they come and pull them off the line and say, hey, man, we sorry, I got to let you go. You lied on your application. You got a felony. So you get a guy like that, man, that in some cases they may have family or people that they're trying to contribute to a household. They're trying to integrate themselves into society, but they keep cats getting doors slammed in their face, right? So this cat that can't come out and get a job, he's getting smacked around by the world. He's going to go back to what he knows best.
Eventually. Absolutely. Absolutely.
He got bills to pay. He has to eat.
Listen, I came home with about 31 dudes into the city, which we paroled to. So I seen these dudes every week I went to parole. And every week we lost somebody. I was in the elevator with cats I was away with. They're like, yo, I can't find a job. I'm going back to the street. We go sit in the parole office. Next thing you know, they lock him up. I'm like, what the fuck happened? He got dirty urine, right? Mm-hmm. Or he got arrested and didn't say nothing, right? You know, or just gave up. Yo, everyone that I went away with went back except for me.
That's right? A blessing.
Now, that's a very big blessing. But I also, I'm not going to sit here and act like I didn't put in the work. What I mean by that is I bought like 100 DVDs at that time. And I stayed home, okay? Curfew came, 9 o'clock. They came to my door. A lot of kids, they would leave. They get dressed. They go outside. The parole officer's waiting outside. Bang. I didn't do that.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know what I'm saying? I had my patience and I stood my time. But I sit here and I say, like, I remember how tough it was. You know what I mean? Like, I remember, like, filling out job applications. You know what I mean? I remember, like, you know, being turned down. And I remember, like, literally, my cousin, when I came home, I couldn't find a job. My cousin got me a job working carpet cleaning. I had the machine. I'm, like, fucking moving. It's moving around. I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing. I was ready to give up many times. But that was almost 20 years ago. I'll be in London next week writing a show.
Yeah, it is right there. There it is right there. The things are real, man. The problem with today, though, Pete, is people don't have patience. Everybody wants it now, and they feel like they're entitled to get it now, because I see a lot of cats jumping the game, man, and they may come from the music industry, right? Man, it ain't enough. When we gonna start getting paid, man? When is this? When is that? Nobody wants to put in the work first. Everybody wants to get paid first for work that they haven't done yet.
Sure. It's tough, man. Now, let me ask you something. Gangsta Chronicles. Now, where is it usually shot? Just like remote, all three? Like, you know, from...
Well, you know what? During the pandemic, man, we started doing some remote stuff. We actually have our own studio. I have a network myself, Digital Soapbox Media.
Yeah, I see. I remember you told me about it a long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago, man. And here we are now. We got our own building and stuff, man. Got people that actually, you know, work for us, which is a blessing. You're able to help out some friends instead of giving them something. Now you say, hey, man, this is your job. You're in charge of this, you know? So it's a beautiful thing, man. It took us a while, though, man. Took us a while. I tell people.
And it still takes time, right?
It still takes time, man. I can say, man, we've been doing this show, I think we coming up on our fourth year in a few weeks, right?
Congratulations.
Thanks, man. But when I tell you the first 6 months of doing the show, we saw YouTube money, but we didn't have no ad revenue because we had people that kept telling us. You got to remember at that time, Pete, they were telling people that, oh, black people won't listen to podcasts.
Yep.
Hispanic people won't listen to podcasts. They use that like we just all a monolith. You know what I mean? We just all do the same stuff and just walk straight ahead. But as our numbers escalated, because they kept moving the goalposts back on us, you know, they would say, well, man, you know, at that time,
yeah,
you can get 10 to 15,000
downloads
a week. And it was pretty good. You know, it was like, okay, this is good. That was back then. And they would say, well, no, you need to be at 20.
We get 20, 25.
You know, we hit the 20, 25. Then we start hitting the 30s. Then it kind of, you know, like you said, I started calling them on their bullshit. Because we were using the CBS building at the time, which is played out it.
Okay.
And I think it's Intercom now, right? We were using those that thing. They gave us a situation where you could record and we're going to sell ads for you. But I noticed that every time we got the sheet to kind of show how everybody was performing on Intercom, I would always see us ahead of certain people, but these people below us were getting reads and they were always like, oh, they're an established show or they're a radio host or they're this and that. And I started calling bullshit because a girl eventually told me, well, I don't think people are going to buy into a show called The Gangster Chronicles. I said, oh, they won't, but they will buy into a show, Girls Who Love to Eat Cock. You know, they'll buy into that, but they won't. I was going to tell you, man, because me and you got a mutual, I won't say enemy, man. We both got a cat that owes some bread, man. And that's what I was going into before the game got fucked up. So I had these cats hit me up, man, from a company called Himalaya.
When I first came,
it was the most professional fucking setup of deals. Like I was fucking.
Well, now I know how you know Chris. I remember I was hot.
Oh, I know Chris from before that, but look.
No, I know, but I remember he brought me that deal,
mm-hmm.
And I was hot.
Oh man, he had me hot because just imagine, I have a network of shows, right? So when they hit me up, man, they hit me up about the Gangster Chronicles, but I always believe in presenting the whole. Like, hey, these people may be willing to do this. I got five other podcasts too, you know? So I walk into this setup and I'm going to tell you, initially it was the most beautiful shit ever, bro. So I'm driving up in the Beverly Hills, right? And I pull up to the crib and I say, well, this is not a studio, you know? This is a house. So I walk in, man. They got people in there working and stuff, man. And it's like, I'm like, okay, we made it, man. And so they had me come in and sit down. You want something to drink? And I'm like, they got a maid in there, man. They bring me a plate of food. I'm like, oh, my God, man, we made it. Me and my boys slapping hands, man, like this. That was like it's on and cracking. So it did start off good for the first 2 months because Himalaya was a professional organization.
Yeah.
But the other motherfucker, I won't mention his name because I don't do the online catfight.
Yep, yep.
He was a piece of shit, but he was running everything. So he was the nicest guy in the world at first, right? But he was working for somebody else. So we had an event there one night, man. The thing started going around, kind of the party. Hey, they're changing the name of the company to Notorious. And I was like, Notorious. Then my phone goes off. I get an email. It's from the guy from Japan. He's telling us we fired Peter Vincer. So anybody that's, you know, signed, you know, has a deal, contact us and we'll get you set up with alternative recording solutions until we figure out the situation, because you have to remember he was the president of the company, right? He was the president of the company. He's got he hired to facilitate everything and open up everything in America. So the house was in his name. All the hundreds of thousands that they spent on equipment was in his name, right?
Crazy.
So he pretty much just hijacked the whole motherfucking company. So I'm like, man, you know what? He talks to me about it that next Monday and I'm like, dude, this is not what I signed up for. What's going to change? And then I started noticing the people that they had, the quality people started walking out the door. Now, there were a lot of good quality people left, but the reason why I came, they had this guy that was known for self-booking a lot of stuff. They had this person that was a hell of a publicist. And I knew these people, right? I knew their reputations. So I was like, dog, it seemed like your team walking out the door. Now, keep in mind, there were some very great people, people I still deal with to this day that were still there. So we're booking reads, right? We stay booking reads. And so when you have people that trust you, and that means me, they didn't sign a deal with them. They signed a deal with me. So I'm responsible for everything ultimately. So people are booking stuff and they come and ask me and they're nice about it because we're cool. They're like, still, you know, man, I've noticed it's been like 45 days on this one. I did 30 days, you know, 45 days ago, I'm supposed to get paid in 30, you know? And so I went to Peter and I was like, dude, what's happening with the bread? Oh, man, we don't have an EIN number in the bank. You know, they won't lie. I said, dude, well, I've been waiting on the EIN number. I called the people there and cussed them out. Man, I said, man, come on, man. Cut the bullshit, man. You're not talking to boo with a fool. I said, it'll take 2 minutes to get the EIN, bro. I can do it for you right now. If it's not 5 o'clock yet, I can get it for you right now. So he kind of looked at me. I said, man, listen, have that money here. I'm going to meet you tomorrow. I'm going to give you time to get up, go to the bank, and get your stuff together. I'll be here at 1 o'clock. I need the money for this show, that show, and this show, because I've got people calling me.
Oh, sure.
And I can't get mad about that, because people, they've done the work and they have family. Yeah,
well, they came onto your network. They don't know all the inner workings. Yeah,
they don't know that. So keep in mind, with a lot of those deals, I paid for them myself, because I was just like, you know what? I know you need the money for whatever. Boom, here you go. That's my job to go collect. So I go up there the next day, man, when I tell you, he's in there with his shirt off, you know, smoking weed. And I'm like, so it's turned from a professional space to now you looks like a frat house. You got dudes jumping off the roof into the pool and shit, man. And I bring a dude that's a prominent pastor in one day to record. I'm like, man, what the hell is going on? They're freaking the marijuana. It's all this. And I don't got a problem with it, but nobody's getting down nails. But that should be, we're in a professional environment. You can't walk through the iHeart building just, you know, blowing a joint. You know what I mean? Blowing a blunt. So I go in there, man, and I say, you know, you ready to straighten me out? Oh, but man, you know what I was thinking? This motherfucker pulled like 2 pounds of weed from up under the table. I'm like, man, you know, shoot this to the homies there. I'm like, man, what the fuck? First of all, that's the most disrespectful thing ever. You think we some brothers, you can just give us some weed and we go on about our business, just go to the back and start smoking or something. Like, man, come on, man. I can't pay no bills with that, man. So it started getting a little real. I won't go into what happened next, man, but he didn't give a fuck, man, because he was too far gone. And we've seen the evolution of the game for the better in certain ways, man. Brothers like you are out there doing amazing things, man. You went from being a felon, a paroled felon, to jumping on the podcast. Now, how did you make that transition? What made you just, you know, how did you wind up on a podcast?
Combat Jack Show, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
The good brother Dallas Penn. About 2010, I had a site I launched called Sneaker Tube. And I had it up for like 4 or 5 years. It was a community of like sneaker lovers. And, you know, it was like, if, you know, you knew about it back then, you fucked with it. It was just like a site where you could view videos about different people and different sneakers and different things. I wanted to make something because YouTube, you put a black cat Jordan 3, you're going to get a black cat. You know what I mean? So I wanted to like kind of, you know, do that. Anyway, Dallas is being a sneaker lover and someone who was a fan of creating.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know, kind of was like, yo, come up here and talk about, you know, talk about what you just launched. And I went on there, you know, I've said this before publicly, but I went on there, you know, and I never left. You know what I mean? And, you know, we became, you know, me and Dallas were already cool. And, you know, me and Combat, we started to like, you know, he was like, yo, come back next week. I had snacks. I was like, yo, this shit was like an after school program to me. You know what I mean? Like, it was dope. You know, I was a middle-aged man, you know, who feel like I found like a brotherhood, like a community of people who love hip hop, who are parents, who had trials and tribulations. Some people were better than others. Some people were in better shape than others. But it was a bond, and I felt that from day one. And I would come, you know, Combat was like, come back next week, you know, and I would just come and bring a six pack of beer or chips and, you know, whatever, like, you know, kind of just mingle and hang out, like, yo, this is, and then eventually, you know, I made my way onto the mic and, you know, it was history since then. And you know, just to be part of that spaceship, for me, to have a hand or to have a voice in something that, listen to me, let me tell you, man, wherever I go, people will stop me or say something to me, or want to meet up with me if they see something that I'm out there on a social, if I'm writing like, yo, I'm in Chicago or whatever. Wherever I go, I mean this, over the years, it's crazy of how much kind of love there is for Combat out there, you know, and what transpired and what influenced different people. So it's special to see, man. It's special, you know.
Well, you know, I cried, man, because the thing about podcasts, and I tell people, audio is special, because through podcasting, I felt like I knew you guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like, so when Jack died, even though I didn't know him from Adam, you know, and I'm amazed sometimes that me and Chris Morrow are actually friends. He's a mentor to me.
Yeah.
He's been a mentor and a good friend for the past 3 years. You know, I cried because it was kind of like, damn, man, Combat Jack. You know, I used to get these alerts. I used to look forward to it, you know, and then you started seeing change. Like, loudspeakers was the first for everything. Especially in the urban space. Yep. I tell people, if you say otherwise, you're friendly.
Yeah.
Give them dudes their flowers, give them their roses right now. And then they came with tax season. Now, when tax season came, I knew, I said, man, if this dude can stay out of trouble, man, because you can just You can tell, you know what I mean? You can just kind of tell, listen to him. I say, oh, man, this brother is a real one. You know, he really seemed like he with the shit, right? So I saw people like this, and I said, man, it's not the traditional. They didn't have traditional podcast hosts. All the shows were new and unique, and I thought it was dope as hell. So you transition from there, man, started the Premium Peace show, man. And when you did, of course, I started rocking with you, too. I said, okay, this is dope. This is dope. So you started your own thing, man. How long did it take you, man, to really start putting a dent in the game to where you start eating?
Well, you know, it's a great question. I've been blessed, you know, through the years of Combat Jack Show to have a built-in audience. So I hit the ground running, you know what I mean? And I just took a lot of what me and Combat wanted to do and put it to that. I was telling this to, funny talk about Chris, I was telling this to Chris yesterday. You know, when I moved on and started my own show, I just wanted to continue doing what I love, you know, and I'm glad, because when you look back at it, it's like Combat gave me a chance, even unbeknownst to him, to kind of set my shop up, you know what I mean? To kind of spread my wings, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wanted to diversify. And to be honest with you, it was a lot of pressure on me because, you know, a lot of people would say, yo, Premium Pete, you know, keep in mind, back then on Combat Jack Show, I was a little bit more wilder. I'm not like that anymore. Just because I like to be careful of what I say, and I like to be mindful of what I say. And also, you know, look, I have a lot of great sponsors, and you have to be represented well, right? You know what I mean?
100%.
I'm not saying they control me, but what I'm saying is I'm not out here trying to make them look bad for no reason, right? Mm-hmm. For views or for anything. Because again, it is a business, right? And you build it to be a business. But
100%.
But you know, I wanted to, you know, I hit the ground running. I just wanted to diversify. And you know, sometimes you know, not saying overall, but I've heard people say, oh, Premium Pete, you know, he said a couple of words on Combat Jack. Some days he would say a lot. I said that because I didn't have to just be like, yo, what's up? It's Premium Pete. I'm here. No, I was for the betterment of the Combat Jack show. That's why that show did good, because people took a bullet for the Combat Jack show. It wasn't like, yo, I'm Premium Pete. Yo, I'm this. It's like, yo, we're here for the Combat Jack show. 3-4 in the morning with Chuck D. You know what I'm saying? Driving everybody home. I live 92 miles from the studio. I drove everybody home and then drove home. I didn't get no money. I didn't get gas money. You know what I'm
people
saying?
People don't understand that part of it, man.
You know, people don't know how much you sacrifice. I mean, I'm sitting on the Combat Jack show, like a couple $100 in my bank account. You know what I mean? Just Blaze, he's always been a friend, but he's my co-host. He's coming in with a helicopter. You know what I mean? It's like I'm ready to get a fucking overdraft fee. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real. Like,
you know, I'm working a regular job at the time, too, at night, trying to maintain, trying to figure it out. I tell people all the time, I was working a bread route. I'm with Big Daddy Kane. Big Daddy Kane's like, yo, take my number. You know, blah, blah, blah. We'll cook it up. You know, I like the chef. An hour later, dude's like, yo, get your bread and you got to get back. You got to get out of here. I'm like, who the fuck? I was just with Big Daddy Kane. What the fuck are you talking about? Mm-hmm. People mm-hmm. like, so you understand meaning the thought process of having to have that belief. And let me tell you something. If you have a day job, don't ever be ashamed of that, because the day job fuels the dream job. You know what I mean? And until you could let loose, you let that fund you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Let that fund you. So you could, but the thing is, people got to put the work in on the side. You know, a lot of people work at 8 to 4. They tired. Okay. I'm tired. I'm still tired. But what I'm saying is it takes time, and you have to be willing to do that. And I think throughout the show, you know, I was able to, like I said, you know, you say a couple of words. I was able to have, to me, some formidable, beautiful interviews with some people and really show that, like, all right, this kid is talented, right? You know what I mean? Like, this kid can form some. Look, you don't have to like everything I do, or that people don't have to like everything you do, right? Mm-hmm. But you cannot deny that you're building a network, that you're putting people on, right? That you're trying to employ you, yourself, your family, your friends, people that you know. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't deny those things. It's a process, and people should be a sponge and support that and get involved in that instead of hate. You know what I mean?
100%, man. And I tell people all the time, man, We've had a lot of people. Some of our guys, man, have made the journey with us from the beginning, man. Shout out to my homeboys, the twins, man, the Connected Experience in Inkster, Michigan.
Oh, yeah, I know them. Yeah, they brought me out many years ago. Yeah, they're good. Yeah, I haven't spoken to them in a while, but God bless them, man. And all the
they're good brothers, man. They've been down with Digital Soapbox, man, for the last. They've been down with us for the whole ride, man. Love those guys, man. But people don't understand, man, things don't happen overnight, man. So you take the opportunity, man, that you were the seed that was initially planted, man, with the Combat Jack Show, man, and you've been able to quantify that, man, into doing several different things. And that's what people understand. I even tell some of my guys, because sometimes you do have those times where there are no ad reads jumping off on them. And, you know, you just may just be getting YouTube money, and you got people like, oh, man, this and that. And I'm like, well, dude, you really only do the show for an hour a week. You don't really help with the planning or the research. You don't have to worry about, you know, putting it together or where we're going to do the show at. So you should have some other hustles going on. And that's what I tell people. If you are blessed, and I had to tell a couple of guys that, because people get kind of complacent sometimes. I told a guy last week, I said, listen, man, you made $85,000 last year. No, you didn't get rich, but you made $85,000 for talking shit an hour every week. And you sitting up here complaining about more money. I said, man, the average American out there today, man, is making $30,000 a year. They got to worry about their rent. They got to take care of their kids, man. They may have a leaky faucet. Their car's alternator might have went out. They got to figure it out. But these people get up every morning and go make it happen. Sometimes twice a day. I know I got a whole bunch of homies that go to one job, man. And as soon as they get off, they go home, eat, take a nap for a couple hours, and they off to the other one. And it's become a routine for them because they have to. They have responsibilities. Because, see, I'm going to tell you, the bills don't stop coming just because this person didn't pay you. That person, it's going to keep coming. That little kid, he still needs to eat. He or she still needs to eat. And I get a lot of brothers, man. One thing that you say I think is real dope, man, that really just caught my attention, man. And I kind of stole your mantra. I think everybody else should. This is one case. My fighting is good.
Spread it.
Presence over presence.
Yeah.
Presence over presence, man.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
for us wise folks. It helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I got a lot of homies, man, that are scared. You know, they take care of their kids, man. They make, you know, they pay the child support, always sending the kid clothes and stuff like that. I'm like, dude, why don't you go see your son, man? Well, man, I don't got this and that, man. I want to be able to do this. I say, dude, that kid don't give a fuck about you taking, you know, coming over there bearing gifts all the time. They want to go sit with their, they want to go throw the ball around with their dad.
Sure.
They want to hang out with.
No, my bad. But I want to say, you know, when you think about having children and being there for the kids, man, you know, look, at the end of the day, you sat down with a lot of people. I sat down with a lot of people. You hear people who didn't have fathers, weren't guided well, women who didn't have a father in their life, you know, how it affected them. You know, look, I sat down. I've done, I don't even know how many interviews. Doubt, right? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm saying, I hear men talk all the time about how not having a father figure in their life and how much it affected them. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, yo, you know, we have to, you know, and when I was away, that's when I came up with presence over presence. You know, you get away, if you get locked up for, like, you know, possession or intent, you got to kind of go to an ASAC class when you're away or a counselor. And the counselor was a real cool lady. And, you know, everybody's in the class talking about, oh, I got knocked with 2 Mercedes, 3 Range Rovers, you know, 40 grand. Yo, you got a cigarette? I'm like, yo, my man, you got locked up with all this stuff. You talking all this stuff. You don't got no commissary money. You don't got nothing. Like, we don't know, you know, it's like we don't need to be doing all this. So people always brag in jail. You know what I mean? Oh, I got this. I got that. I'm not saying people don't. But a lot of people, it just becomes like, you know, my kids got this. My kids got that. My kids got this. And I was like, yeah, but they don't got you.
That's real talk.
Yeah, and people don't realize, even like I always say this, when and another version where it pushed it even further for me is when we had a little Boozy on, and he was talking about, nah, my kids had iPads and they had this, they had iPhone, they had everything. And I was like, yeah, I said the same thing. I was like, yeah, but I didn't have you. And he looked at it like, if you ever, I don't even know if that episode is still out there, but I'm sure it is, you know. But he was like, nah, you're right. And look, you know, you could have presence. With presence, meaning if you buy your kid a football, you got to throw it around with each other.
Mm-hmm.
But the greatest gift you'll ever give your kid is your time. You know, look, I bought my daughter a thousand Barbie dolls. She don't even remember them. She don't remember 1,000. Oh, I remember you got
them. They don't remember none of that shit, dog.
Remember the time that we spent together and did this, and this together and rituals we created. You know, look, I always look at the word fatherhood as a whole. Even though I know I'm good, we still got a lot of work to do, right? Meaning as a whole, to help uplift brothers, to be there. And also to help women and men realize if y'all don't get along, like just put that to the side so you could be there for the kid. You know, if you're a man and y'all separate and things are over, stop worrying about who she fucking. You know what I'm saying?
For real. Like, what about your kid?
Yeah, you know what I mean? I want to give a quick example. And then you can take it wherever you want to wind us down, whatever it is. But I'm gonna give it. My ex-wife, well, my wife, my at the time, you know, because I got my daughter's gonna be 23. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. And I've been separated and divorced since she was 2. So we like 3 weeks into our divorce, and she hits me up. She was honest. I'll give her the credit. And she was like, It's like a Tuesday night at like 6 o'clock. She's like, "Hey, Pete." I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, "I'm going out on a date tonight. Could you watch our kid?" And I'm like, "You're going out on a date and you want to have sex and shit like that. You want me to watch our kid?" Banged on her. Not even 30 seconds later, I called her back because it hit me. I'm like, my daughter suffers from that. Who she's messing with? She's not doing it there. She's not a bad woman. We ain't together no more.
Yeah, she's moving on with her life.
Yeah. And so I called her right back. I was like, "Yo, my bad." I'm like, "I'll come get her." So I came, got her for a couple hours. We went out for pizza. We went out for ices. And that's where I started to even learn more and more presents over presents. I'll give it to my brothers right now. What I mean by that is you get your kids on the weekend, cool. How about Tuesday for a quick slice of pizza? Just a quick slice. Yo, what you doing? Yeah, I'll be right there. Kick your slice, bring them back home. How about Thursday for a little ice cream? You know what I'm saying? A little 30-minute thing. But I will say to my brothers, too, and I say this to women, too. When you get separated, when you have kids, you focus on them. You focus on a job. You focus on your marriage. You focus on your bills. And something you always forget about, and that's you. Okay?
Real talk.
A lot of brothers do that, too. A lot of dudes do, and a lot of women, unfortunately, are suffered by men who are not really there for them to be everything they could be. So the point I'm trying to make is, you know, I'm not knocking dudes. I hear like some dudes are doing, "I see my kids every other month." I'm like, "Why every other month?" Like, I can't imagine that. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I went to go get bird food the other day. It's like 5 minutes from my son. I called him. I said, "Yo, I'm gonna drop by. You want anything from Dunkin' Donuts?" "Yeah, I want," because he likes. I got him some donuts. I dropped off, gave him a kiss, a hug, and kept him moving.
Just kept pushing, man. But those are the times, man, that these kids remember.
Yeah,
you know. Before we get on, big dog, we got about 10 minutes left, man. I wanted to ask you a question, man. Have you ever thought about going into comedy?
You know, it's funny. It's funny you say that because I always wanted to do stand-up comedy. I know how to tell stories. I know punchlines. I love.
You're great. Man. Seriously, you're great.
I love comedy. And I try to put it in some of my life. You know what I mean? What I did do was I did it one time. I did it and I left it. Meaning Cypher Sounds had that UCB theater where he did the comedy. I forgot what it was called. God, why am I having a blank? But he did this comedy thing where they would do a reenacting. I don't know if you ever seen it, what he did. For years he was doing it. Mm-hmm. And he invited me on there one day. So I went up there and told stories. Like a comedian. And it was beautiful, man. I had the whole crowd going crazy. And I'll be honest with you. At that time, I was doing like 9 things. Because only 3 work. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I don't want to do another fucking 10th thing that, you know, and don't get me wrong. Once you build up your name, like, you know, still, you know, he's been in the music. He's been here. Now you're building up the podcast network. You're building this. So the point I'm trying to make is you have, you know, some sort of like, you know, like we have some sort of following that could like, yo, still, we doing comedy now. Come check out your boy. But what I'm saying, it's another process. It's another, like, yo, I've been involved in so many beginning things. It gets tiring. Like beginning of sneakers. People are like, collecting? Why you buy 2 pairs for? You know? Now look at it. Right? You know what I'm saying? Podcasting. I swear to God, I've been to lunch with Combat. I tell the story all the time. It went around the room. Oh, I'm a CEO of this. I'm a CFO. What do you guys do? He's like, oh, we're podcasters. They're like, that's cute. You know what I mean? Meanwhile, I told Combat, I'm like, yo, dog, you're a lawyer. Fuck me. You should have been like, yo, I'm a lawyer. Because people judge people. Try to be like, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do?
Oh, the pocket watching, man. Pocket watching is at the all-time high.
But what I'm saying is when you're in the early stages of things, and then not meaning only helping pioneer it or push it, but then at early stages of you in something that's been around, it's also a big job. So what I'm saying, to answer your question, is I love comedy. I don't know if I have the time to do full stand-up at my time in life right now, but I will do things that I will tackle things that I know it sounds weird to say this, but as you get older, I guess I'm trying to say I'm crossing things off. You know what I'm saying? Like, I will try to do it because I love making people laugh. Like I love as much as people sometimes will drain you and people will let you down. I love helping people, and I love being there for people. Because I didn't have a lot of people who were there for me, and then when I was in my dark times, I did. So I want to be there for other people, and I feel like if you can make people laugh, if you can make people money, you know, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, because one thing about podcasting, again, I'm gonna apologize to you because I was late this morning. I'm usually the one waiting around on people, man. But you know, that's the grind, man. I was editing in the four this morning, and I said, "Well, man, you know, I jump up, man, about 7:30, man." So I woke up. You know, you wake up. I woke up this morning, man. When I took a shower and stuff, I said, "Yeah," I said, "man, I got time, man." I laid on my recliner. I said, "I'm gonna take a little nap." Next thing you know, you call it, man.
I just want to, and I tell you, and that's the thing too. You know what I learned too? Most people, and you can't say this, not meaning you can't say this, meaning like it's not a way to live. Like most people won't go the extra mile. And even in this day and age, like people don't know how to tuck their ego. You know, people feel like they accomplished. I'm here to tell you, I don't give a fuck. If you made $1 million, still tuck it, make $5 million. You know what I mean?
Sure, hustle like you broke.
Yeah. And also, but also tuck the ego, not meaning you, I'm speaking in general. So what I mean by that is I could have been like, I could have sent you an email and be like, yo, I was there for 10 minutes. Let's try it another time. You know, let's try it another time. But that's why I called you. You know what I mean? Because like I committed to it and I want to, you know what I'm saying? Like that's my style.
And I appreciate that. I appreciate that. But what I was going to say, man, you know, we deal with a multitude of different personalities, right? Some of the people, some of these guys, some of the coolest individuals I've ever met become, you know, I can say, man, through podcasting, I've met Short numerous times.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
The years, but when I, you know, interviewed him, we actually wound up becoming friends. You know, I'm like, man, I remember I used to be in high school bumping Too Short, you know. So now he's a friend of mine, man. So you run into a multitude of different personalities. You're a guy that has a big personality, right? Have you ever clashed with any of your guests before?
Nah, you know, that's a great question, but none, you know. You know why? Because I understand the job. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm not afraid. You know, look, somebody like Bum B, okay, one of the nicest, chameleon, heartfelt, genuine people I've ever known in my life. You know, like, I know my position in certain places. You know what I'm saying? Like, no matter what I think I've done in life, like, you know, like, I'm not afraid to, you know, there's times where I'll be around and somebody like Premium Pete, I'll be with Bundy, like, yo, let me take a picture with you. Sometimes I'll step back. They're taking a picture with, like, know your position, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't ever, you know, I have a big personality, but I'm a team player. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what? And that's what it's all about, the team. That's why I often say, like, when I talk about Digital Soapbox, man, we doing a lot of great things, man. We launched the TV network, man, that launches this Marks, man. So it's a lot of opportunities. Congrats. That have came just through the different people that I've met, different partnerships I've made. You know, a guy hits me up, hey, man, I want to expand on our partnership. You know, I want to buy 10% of the company. You know, sure. I want to help you out. And this is a guy that's, you know, he's doing pretty well for himself. Sure. But those opportunities came through hard work. It came through sacrifice. It came through tucking your ego in the back pocket sometimes, because one of the guys that has helped me the most in my career, when I first met him, I thought he was the biggest asshole in the world. But I didn't say anything.
Because, and look where you are today with it.
Yeah, because he's just a very direct person. So now I don't want to mess with nobody. I don't want nobody in my circle, Pete, that's scared to check me.
Absolutely.
So I'm on some bullshit. Absolutely. I need guys around to say, "Steel, no, you fucked up, man. You shouldn't have did that shit."
You need someone to tell you if you have a booger hanging from your nose.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? You know, before you step out. And I think that's the type of friends that I surround myself with. You know what I mean? And I tell you, when you say, like, you know, short and everything, that's a beautiful thing. You know, I look at it like, that's why, you know, one thing I will say to not only you on this interview, to people who are listening, to whenever they listen, you know, keep the water running. And what I mean by, when I say keep the water running, these things happen because you're keeping these things happening. You know what I mean? Things happen because one thing opens up another thing. You know, like, even when you think about, like, you know, I'll share this with you real quick. You know, Armando Sante, legendary mm-hmm. actor. You know what I mean? I had him on my show. Now, me and him, we day to day. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. you know, I was at his house for like 3 months. You know what I'm saying? Working on a project with him. I just had him as a guest on my show.
That's how it happens, though.
You know what I'm saying? So the point I'm trying to make is build those bricks, have patience. You know what I'm saying? Do right business by people. You know, and unfortunately, not everybody is going to come along, man. Something that really hurts me in my older age, where it's like, you know, you picture your life as a bus and people get off on certain stops. And sometimes you're like, damn, man, I wish they were still on the bus. But it don't work like that sometimes.
You do form an attachment. And I'm going to tell you, Pete, that's been my biggest kind of Achilles, because, you know, when you run a network, you're always looking at numbers. Everything is numbers. Yeah. The thing about numbers, they're not based on emotion. They're based on purely fact. They're not based on some subjective shit, but they're based on facts. It's right there. Hey, man, you did 30,000 downloads in the last episode. That's a cool job. You know, we're going to kick that up some. But one of the hardest decisions to make, man, is letting people go. Sometimes you have to not only release people from a business situation, but if they're not performing to expectations, sometimes you have to release certain elements out of your life, certain people that just aren't good for you. I have people that I love, Pete, but they just don't. We can't coexist in the same space now because they're still running the streets. They're running around. They got dope in the trunk. They got hammers up under the seat. I can't get in the car with you, bro. I can't have you come. You can't come over my house, bro, because I don't know who's sitting on you right now that might be looking at you and then now they connecting me with your bullshit. I don't know if you got them boys watching you right now.
You never know.
What I'm saying? You just don't know. So you have to really, man, releasing someone both in business and in your personal life is the hardest shit ever, because I'm not going to lie. I love everybody on our network, dude. We become like a family. So sometimes when someone in the family is not performing to expectation, you have to look and say, man, do I keep making an investment in this guy? Whether it's, you know, $5,000 a year, whether it's, you know, a couple hundred dollars a year. So you have to make decisions, man. Now, you got a lot of shit going on, man. Where can people catch up with you at?
Well, I mean, you know, social media, always at Premium Pete or Premium Pete Show. I also do this like a year already I've been doing it. So now I have like two things with under the umbrella of Premium Pete Show is Life Gems. And those are like small bite-sized mentorship episodes. Like I have titles like Overcoming Doubt, Lessons into Blessings, Lean into Fear, Never Stop Believing in You. You know what I mean? And it's literally like, you know, 20, like, oh, I put this out during the pandemic because I don't like doing interviews remote because I can't connect with the person fully. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's tough for me. So I was like, yo, I'm going to do these audio episodes. And I tell you, man, people all over the world. And it makes me so proud because, again, sometimes we do this shit. We make money. It gets views or whatever. Some of the shit we really love. And some of the shit really helps people. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You can become popular, but what are you really resonating? You know what I mean?
Like, sure, man, because you never know who you were impacting.
Yeah. So
you
so,
literally never know, man. I'm going to tell you before we jump off, man. I had a viewer, listener send me an email one day. And he was telling us, man, like, you know, I was really thinking about committing suicide. You know, it's net. So I called the guy. I said, hey, man, what's your phone number? So we got the building and talking, man, you know, parole felon. Been on his job, new job for 2 years, man. You know, got a situation, got, you know, improved his situation, man. His crib now, man. His girl is living with him, man. He's taking care of his kids. He had lost his job, man. Then, you know, just through a series of unfortunate events, man, his life is now in shambles. All that he's, you know, built up. So he's thinking about going back to the streets. And he's like, man, before I go back to prison, I'd rather be dead.
Yep.
I have this insurance policy. I said, first of all, brother, you know, you jump off a bridge, your family not going to get that money. So you're not going to help them that way. And then you're going to be gone. So, not only are they financially burdened, they're missing your presence. And so I talked this dude and built with him, man. And I remember I had a free promo code, man, from BetterHelp. You know, we got a sponsorship with them. And so I was really able, like, man, hey, you know what, man? You need to talk to someone. I'm not really qualified, but I'm here to tell you, bro, we need you here.
Absolutely. That's beautiful. You know,
and he's checked in with me, man, a couple of times, man, over the last few years. And it's just like, I think it's dope. And it made me understand what our ultimate purpose is, man. We're here to be an inspiration to others, man. And I tell people all the time, man, in this planet, man, all of the best people are people of servitude. Have you ever noticed some of the greatest people you've met? They give a lot of themselves, man, whether financially or their personal time or their resources. So I've decided, man, this planet, man, on my path, I want to help other people.
Absolutely. I love it. How about this? I'm going to say, you have my number, you have my email, you have my info. Let's get together and figure a way how to help more people. I want to leave your show on this note, though. Let me tell you, man, no matter what you're saying is special. I've had a lot of people I've done that with. In this day and age, the way we grew up to where we are today, I'm going to leave y'all with this. No matter what you've been through, anything is possible. You know what I mean? Like, straight the fuck up. I'm not sitting here. I'm not a preacher. I'm not nothing. Okay? If you never stop believing in what the fuck you want to do, if you never stop believing in you, even through those dark days, and they're going to come. Those dark days are going to come, and you're going to feel worthless, or maybe you feel depressed. But what I'm saying is there's tough days, but you get through them. You surround yourself with the energy you want. You know what I'm saying? You surround. And if you have a circle that is not, you start to, you know, you don't have to announce all this. You just start, you know, putting the places that you want. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, life will come. And I'll tell you, I'm out here to tell you, there'll be bumps. And, you know, you notice we all went through this shit. But what I'm saying is net like today, in, you know, I feel like the way I grew up, I was told, if you want to cry, I'll give you something to cry about. I'm here to tell you, let that weight off of your shoulders. You know what I'm saying? Talk to somebody, find somebody. And then also let other people like yourself and all these be an inspiration to people. You know, one thing I will say, I told my father one time, I remember somebody in my family had thrown a wedding and somebody in the family, like friends of the family, wound up picking that same place because they felt it was so beautiful to have a fucking wedding. And that person who had the wedding there before felt like, man, fuck them people. They copied us. No. Why would you be mad at somebody who was inspired by you? Right? The point I'm making is don't shit on people because they inspired by you.
Amen.
Like if you're not here to inspire people, then just live in your bubble. But what I'm saying is like that's not who I want to be. I'm not somebody who wants to be a hater, selfish. I want to help uplift and inspire people. But unfortunately, still, I'm going to tell you this, and we said this, not everybody could go. So.
Not everybody can go, man. You got to let some people off the bus, man. Man, I truly appreciate you coming on, man. I know what you're moving around. You're probably on the coast a lot.
Yeah, I'm on the East Coast. I'm out in the West Coast a lot, but you know, shit, man. I'm just trying to spend more days international. As a Brooklyn kid, I'm still so humble to understand, like, you know, like I was telling you, like, you know, to be able to walk around the streets of London. Like, when I was growing up in Brooklyn, I'm listening to kids on my block, like, they to God. They never been off the block.
Yeah, you know, London is the shit, by the way.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, to be able to experience that. So, anyway, listen, I will say peace and blessings. Thanks for having me on. You know, and like I said, this is a good powwow of life, man, and just advice, you know?
For sure, man. I appreciate you, man. There we have it, guys. Premium Pete. We'll tune in with you next week. Peace.
Peace, my brother.
Peace, man. I appreciate you, big dog.
Likewise, bro.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk?
get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.